San Diego, California, we're airing from, and we're call ourselves the 11th Hour Ministry here. This is an hour dedicated to God and God's Word and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We here at the 11th Hour Ministries believe that the Bible is the 20th century application to timeless instruction, and that we seek here at this program the mystery of the gospel. The gospel is God's gift to us. The Bible is God's gift to us. It's the Word of God, and in reverence for God and in appreciation to Him, to show Him our gratitude, we've put together a program where we'd like to just take the time to spend time with the family of believers. We do ask that if anyone has a prayer request or anything of that nature, if they have anything on their mind or heart that they'd like to share with us as where God has moved powerfully in their lives, that we'd ask them to call in and share those, you know, witness about their life and how God has moved powerfully in their lives. The phone number to call is 760-720-5236. Again, that number is 760-720-5236. We call it the 11th Hour Ministry. And the reason why is because we believe the hour is late. We are at a time in our society, in our world, where things seem to be spiraling out of control, and there's so much darkness in our world anymore that we're just compelled to try to let the light shine through this program for God, for His truth, for His Word. We pray that there would be people who would be listening to the program this evening, that God would send people to actually listen to the program who may have a heavy heart, may be hungry for truth, and hopefully this would be an inspiration to folks to develop a greater love for God through the Word of God, through the Bible, and to develop a walk with the Lord. We hear love God so much when we getting out of bed. It's the first thing is to just thank God and love Him, and just think of walking hand in hand with our Lord all day long, every day, talking to Him, sharing His love. We're God's children, and He's our Father, and He loves us, and it's no different from a father-son or father-daughter relationship in the world today. How much He wants our attention. He wants us to be obedient. He wants us to live godly lives. And we're here to honor that and give Him the grace, the thanks that we think He deserves, of course, through the Bible, through the Word of God. We find that many people have what we call the religion of convenience. And the reason that the 11th Hour Ministries was put together is that the Bible is a miracle in motion. The Bible, the Word of the Lord, is living and active. And so we want to be a part of what this miracle in motion is all about. We've seen people's lives rearranged and changed in so many awesome ways due to Scripture and the Bible. And we're just wanting to share that awesome joy that the Bible brings, the freedom of spirit that the Bible gives us in our hearts, and in fellowship with others to be part of the family tree of God and His family. We are a fired up fellowship. Here we are afraid of the dark at 11th Hour Ministries, and we believe the only way to get out of the dark is to have the lights turned on by God through the Bible, through the Word of God. We do think that this is God Talk with a Pulse and a Bible Highlight Hour. So once again, it's dedicated and arranged around the Word of God, in specific to every word in the Bible being God-breathed. We are here to encourage people to get a Bible if they have one at the home. There are many different versions here at the 11th Hour Ministries. We use what's called the NIV Bible, or the New International Version, and we find that to be a very user-friendly interpretation of the Bible. But there are many King James, there are many other versions that may work for you, and we encourage you even to to use several different versions of the Bible to read and investigate the Word of God as if it was an archaeological study. The original Hebrew and the original Greek are also available in stores to investigate each different scripture for the nuances and changes to what has happened through time as far as the scripture's interpretation. They all have the same exact meaning, but there are different words that have in our languages that have changed over time, and so you'll find just little bits and pieces of a different way of looking at the same scripture through these other types of Bibles. We do encourage people to call in once again if you have anything on your mind, if you have a prayer request. We also want to mention that if there's a person who has the need to or the desire to remain anonymous, we would be glad to honor that, and we would ask that if you call, just say that you're looking to remain anonymous, and we'll just get you on air and let you just let your heart pour out whatever is on your mind or soul or spirit today. The phone number 760-720-5236. Again, that number is 760-720-5236. This is the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio AM 1000. Also can be heard on KCEOradio.com for those who are out of the San Diego area. And you go to KCEOradio.com, 7 o'clock on Sunday evenings, and press live broadcast, and that will get you to the program as well, in case you're out of town or know someone that is and would have them want to join us here at this ministry. So once again, we're here to study the mystery of the gospel. We believe it's a miracle in motion. And this is the 20th century application to timeless instruction by our Father God. We also want to just let people know that we're open to whatever interactions between those who are listening and us to just share God's love and His truth and His Word. This is an open forum. We would like to just whatever types of whatever type of opinions you have or thoughts on your mind, just feel free to join along and let those things be heard. So at that, there is a song that was once in my life. I was living a life that was away from God. I didn't know God. I didn't know who He was, I always knew there was a God, but I didn't know how to apply His works in my life. And this song that we're going to play right now is a song that just touched my heart in such an awesome way and is very descriptive of what has occurred in my life, and we'd like to play that for you at this moment.
Today I saw that same old cry I knew before, when they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them,
thanks to Calvary,
I don't come here anymore.
Thanks to Calvary,
I am not the man that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are different than before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them,
thanks to Calvary,
and
more.
Then we went back to house where we used to live. My little boy ran and hid behind the door. And I said, son, oh, little boy, don't be afraid, because you've got a brand new daddy now.
Thanks to Calvary,
we don't live here.
That's right.
And
thanks to Calvary,
I am not the dad that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are different than before. Joe, while the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell my little boy. I said, son, thanks to hell.
Thanks to hell.
We don't live here. No, thank God, we don't live here anymore.
Amen. Thank God for that. There was a time in my life where I was going places I shouldn't have been going, and thank God, and thanks to Calvary, I don't go there anymore. This is the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio, AM 1000. We are opening the lines tonight, phone lines, for those who would like to call in at 760-720-5236. We're here to study the Bible and the mystery of the gospel. And tonight we'd like to start off with a promise from God and a prayer that just is so powerful and clear to us what God's intentions for our lives are. And once again, we do encourage you to get a copy of the Bible if you have it at home. If you don't have a Bible at your home, we also offer, if you want to visit us at 11thhourministries.net, that we will send you a free copy of what's called the Bible Promise Book. And that is a copy of all Scripture that's under certain categories, and it makes it clear that anytime we have anger or different subjects or topics in our lives, that it's a quick reference guide to the Bible, but every word is from the Bible, and that's the important thing about the 11th Hour Ministry. We do feel that there is a perfect word given to us. It's a perfect gift by God, and we'd like to share the fact that, you know, knowing the Bible to its true word is the most important thing that can help touch our lives, help guide our lives. And so that being said, Jeremiah 29 in verse 11 is where we're going to start off this evening. And this is just an awesome scripture. So for those who do have your Bible and you want to follow along, we're at Jeremiah 29:11. And there it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." And at that, we're going to move over to Proverbs 7, verse 1 through 3, which, "My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. And God is so awesome. He gives us the opportunity to have the Bible, which is his gift to us, the true word of God, and gives us the opportunity to be a part of his love for us through the word. And this is a super powerful instruction by him, which keeps us moving in a productive way. It gives us the understanding of what God wants from us so that he can bless our lives. In our daily walk, we should always ask ourselves, can God bless that, or will God bless that? Each thought we think, each thing we do, every action is always going to be scrutinized by God in the attitude of our heart of whether or not he will bless or can bless our actions and thoughts and things of that nature. We'd like to turn to James 1, 19 through 27, which is a clear scripture that is indicating to us when we're listening and doing, this is what God instructs for us. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak, slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring out about righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. And lastly, on the same note, we'd like to go back to Hebrews 12, which Hebrews 12, 2 says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And Hebrews 12, 5 says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. So the Bible clearly tells us that God has plans for us, and that there are consequences for our behavior, and he will discipline his children, just as the same as a father and his daughter or son. God wants us to be obedient children. He wants to share his love. He wants to bless us in so many ways, but he also will discipline us and make sure that we're living according to his will and his plan. And so the question tonight is, what is the plans that you have for you? We'd like to just get you to take a soul-searching journey and question yourself on what is the plan that you have for yourself. What purpose do you think you're here on this planet for? What's the meaning for your life? Are you just going to work at your job and be a productive citizen, be a nice guy, live your life, and what will be said about you when you're done and when you're dead? And you know, God has a really, really big plan for every single one of us, and we're trying to promote the fact that God wants his children to be obedient. He wants us to learn his word, follow his rules, follow his commands, and live a life with him, walking hand in hand with God. And so in Jeremiah, it's, you know, very clearly tells us that the plans that God has for us, and I'd like to go through that scripture one more time. 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. So when we think of the plans that we have for ourselves, does anyone think that they can make a greater plan for their own life than God has already made for them? And wouldn't you want to live in harmony with the plan that God has planned for your life? And that's what the Bible helps us to do, is to learn and understand the purpose for each of our lives, what a role we are to play in God's kingdom and his family. And being part of a church is of critical nature to the Bible and our good walk with God's will for our lives. I happen to be a member of the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside and here in Southern California. And it's a church that just does things exactly according to the Word of God. The pastor actually is now on KOCT-TV. For those who have Cox Cable, on Channel 18 at 12:30 on Saturday afternoons. And it's just Pastor Mike and the church, the people, the elders, and even the whole congregation. It's a powerful, alive ministry. God is alive and well at this church. They do things according to the Bible. They do it the right way. I've prayed and searched for church for over 5 years before I was able to make my way into the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And I just get fed there with the truth, and things are done according to God's will and the Bible, and it's just an awesome place. Highly recommend it. But it's very important, no matter where you are or where you're listening from, that you find yourselves to a church that is Bible-based. We believe this program, or hope that this program, is like an appetizer to the meal, where all we're here to do is to sort of promote the intrigue of the Bible, to question for those who are already members of a church and or believe in God, that we would step up our dedication to God and our gratitude. And for those who don't know God or are seeking God out, that they would be part of a Bible-based church anywhere in their town or community to seek that out, because it's all about God. It's all about the Bible. We here at the 11th Hour Ministry say that if it's not in the Bible, we don't believe it, and if it is in the Bible, we believe it. There's too much in this world of opinion of man, and we believe that's what's helping us to go sideways and spiral downward. Again, we are opening the phone lines at 11th Hour Ministries here, KCEO Radio AM 1000, phone number 760-720-5236. Again, that number 760-720-5236. And basically, we're just tired of Satan ripping us off. That's the bottom line. We see so many people that are in pain and in anguish and going sideways. And the question is, we live in a country, the Constitution of the United States of America. We believe that, this is the greatest nation in the world, and that God has blessed America. But yet here we are taking ourselves away from God by removing the God from the Pledge of Allegiance. And now I'm aware that they're looking to take the Pledge of Allegiance out of schools altogether. So Constitution of the United States of America was built around God and his truth and the power of our God. And here we are taking him out of our schools and our churches. How do we expect that our society can be healthy? And the question really becomes, are we paying very, very, very close attention to God's Constitution, which of course is the Bible? Because there is ignorance of the law is just no excuse. And so we are here to, question whether this is it really God bless America, or is it more like God less America? And that's what's very disturbing. So when we find ourselves in a society where things are, heading in that direction, we feel it important to bring the message of God to the air and to share with God's people the truth through the Word of God and through the Bible. At this time, we're going to take a call from Patrick from Oceanside, California. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Mark, what's going on, buddy?
How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, man, I'm blessed abundantly.
Oh, that's
good all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, he absolutely is, sir. And so, Patrick, do you? We're here tonight at the 11th Hour Ministry sharing God's truth and God's Word and the Bible. And I'm just curious, is there something that you'd like to share with the listeners as to how God has moved powerfully in your life? How you've come to the Lord, how He's changed your life, how the Bible, of course, is most important, is a part of your life.
You know, God is I can't even explain it in words what God has done in my life. He's taken me. I mean, like yourself, a wretch. You know, just a fleshy, simple person, in and out of prison. To a point where I wanted to kill my wife and myself.
Mm.
And God has came into my life, restored my marriage. I got two beautiful kids
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
And, you know, it's not that I chose him. He chose me.
Amen.
You know? And it's just an awesome feeling to know that someone like me can be used to speak to other people that were in my situation now, you know, trying to, you know, help them out and administer them. You know, I try to go into the juvenile halls and stuff and talk to the young kids in there and let them know that they can be used also, and they are worth something.
So. Wow. So, you know, God reads the attitude of our hearts. That's what the Bible says. And obviously, you know, God read the attitude of your heart, and he lets us go through things to gain a greater understanding of him and his truth and his power, his mighty power. The Bible says that every knee will bow, and it sounds like you and I came up in the world with limited tools in our toolbox, according to man's opinions and man's rules, and we did our best to operate in this society with pretty much no rudder on our boat, or if it was, it was way under way undersized, right, my brother? And so what do we get? What happens? I mean, you go around in circles, you bang into things. I mean, there's no way to guide your way through this life without it. And the results of that are only always the same. Jesus says that, I know the plans I have for you, but I wonder if the folks that are listening have ever thought to themselves about there is a Satan, and Satan is a fallen angel. And so God's power is the mightiest. Second in line to that is Satan. Satan has power that is of mystical proportion. He lives in the spiritual realm, and so to know that we are defenseless against Satan without God's power is to know that we need God to protect us from Satan. And the question is for everyone: have they ever sat down and thought? And I'm sure you have done this yourself, Patrick. What is Satan's plan for you? You know, Jesus, the Bible clearly says in Jeremiah 21:11 that God knows the plans he has for you. But remember, Satan is sitting there as well 24/7, 365. He doesn't go away. He doesn't take off for holidays. And he's wondering, what plans do I have for Patrick? If Patrick's not going to turn to the Lord, if Patrick's not going to be reading his Bible, following the commands of the Lord, and dedicating his life to God, then I wonder what plans I have for you, says Satan. Well, Matt,
well, you know, Mark, I've been trying to make plans for my... I myself have been trying to make plans for my life for so long that you can't do it. I just,
Amen.
You know, just let go of the wheel and let God take it, you know?
Yeah, brother.
It's just so much easier, man. It's just so much easier to live your life with God on your side, and you know, and he's so merciful and he's so loving, and his love is unconditional that any time I want, I could go down and just get on my knees and just cry to my dad. You
Amen,
know,
brother.
Just say, help me, you know, and he comes through every single time.
And being a parent, you know, imagine, Patrick, is that, you know, there was once upon a time in your life when you were, you know, living in darkness. I mean, that's what that really boils down to, as I had been. And what influence we would have been on our children. I do have children myself. I have two precious daughters. One is named Angelica, and the other is Alicia, and a beautiful wife, Yuditha. And so I do feel that when I was living in darkness, that same family that God is now blessed me with, and we share God's, we share His truth, and we revere Him, we honor Him, we love Him, and it's such a joy to do that. But where this fork in the road was in my life, where I could have gone the other direction and stayed embracing the darkness or allowing Satan to master me, he is the destroyer of all things good. So when I'm not seeking the truth and seeking the word, I literally am leaving myself in the hands of Satan, who is the destroyer of all things good. So I am guaranteed, if I don't revere the Lord and follow His commands, to be left only with the in the clutches of Satan, who will destroy everything good sooner or later. He lures us out there trying to think that drugs and alcohol and tobacco and women and whatever outside of marriage, all these type of things are important to us, and they're we get influenced by them, we are tempted by them, only long enough for Satan to suck us away from all the godliness that we have in us, to a point where he eventually looks us in the face and says, what a shame, you followed me,
right.
And now I leave you. Not only have you followed me into the dead end of life, not only have you followed me, you know, I suckered you into the darkness, but now I'm leaving you alone to feel just stupid and dirty and defiled. And so what an awesome thing that, Patrick, that you know, were, like you said, God, the Bible teaches us that God, Jesus knocks on the door, but he needs us to open the door.
He's a gentleman. He's not gonna bust the door down.
Amen.
We just heard that today at church, you know. And I've got two beautiful kids and a beautiful wife, and just like yourself. And you know, I can't imagine raising them any other way than in the church, you know.
And there was once upon a time in your life when it wouldn't have happened had you not dropped your knees in submission to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kudos to Patrick. I mean, that's where we get to. You had a choice. There, God will knock on the door, but Patrick, you had to open it. You had to once
that's
in
right.
your life say, I assume you sound like a strong young man, Patrick, and we, you know, as young men, we have our own will, and and it seems like at one point in time, you could have just kept your own will in front of God and kept fighting and fighting upstream, and you know, at some point in time, you just made the conscious choice to drop to your knees in submission and allow God to be your living, the master over your world. Because Jesus says in the Bible, you are either with me or you're against me. And
right.
So every thought that we think, everything we do, for the listeners out there, isn't it awesome that when we have the choice now every day to honor God with our thoughts and our decisions and the direction that we turn, that we are able to either honor God, and we know if we don't, who we're honoring.
Right.
That's just the darkness. And we're afraid of the dark, right, Patrick?
Oh, I'm afraid.
We're afraid of the dark, right?
It goes against everything that we know as men, you know, because we're raised to fight.
Amen.
You know, to push against things that we want to push against.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the funniest thing is that you have to surrender to win.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't sound right, but when you do it and it's in the biblical sense, you do. You win.
Surrender to God and the
Lord and win.
And surrender
well,
to God.
I mean, you give it. You just give your life over and you surrender.
Wow.
And then you actually win.
Amen.
That's when the war is won.
And instantly, as soon as you come to the conclusion that you are willing to drop on your knees in total submission to God, when you are willing to give your life to the Lord, instantly He will bless it.
Instantly.
And not only that, but the feeling that you get when you transform, the transformation that takes place, is just so phenomenal and so amazing and so exciting. And to see people who, that's in my life, I went into a church where there were people my own age, and I'm in my mid-40s, and it just seemed like my Bible was a good dust collector. And, it looked good on my shelf and my bachelor pad, you know, but the thing about it was I didn't know there was God's Word is here. It's alive. It's alive. When I open my Bible, I'm just thrilled when I'm able to read the Scripture. Changes my heart on a daily basis. It changes my whole thinking process, all the anguish, Bible says that, bring your anxiety to me. I mean, Jesus is our brother. God is our father, and they love us so much. And I'm just so grateful that you're on the phone here, Patrick, sharing your love with the Lord. It's the Bible, according to the Bible, those who follow the direction of the Lord, who follow his commands and his decrees, make us brothers and sisters and family. And I'm just really excited for the things that have taken place in your life, sir. It sounds like there was a time when it was bleak and not looking so sporty for the future in your world, but that's where God, it's interesting because when you're down to nothing, God is up to something, huh?
You always like that little prayer, the flipper into the sand,
It's funny you should say that, Patrick, because here, I'd like to share that, right? And we have Colette online, too. We're gonna take her call in a minute here, but...
Hold on one second.
Stay on the line here, Patrick, because it just so happens, sir, that the Footprints in the Sand was part of the show this evening. No accidents, brother. And without you knowing it, I'd like to read that for the folks that are listening, because this is something that's so powerful. And that's what God does. He's got the greatest sense of humor in the world. And so this is not an actual scripture for those who don't know, but it's a powerful message that's been put together by a woman who put a poem together that we can relate to. Most people who are in this world, even if they don't know, God can relate to this. And it goes like this, Patrick. One night I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints. Other times, there was one set of footprints. This bothered me because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could see only one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, "You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there were only been one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you most, have you not been there for me?" And the Lord replied, "The times when you have seen only one set of footprints in the sand is when I carried you."
Amen.
Pow.
Powerful.
Pow. I mean, our God is an awesome God.
Yes,
and he would never let us down. The Bible, the promise of God is not something that he will ever break with us. It's not breakable by him. And, just imagine how many times in our lives, for all the people listening, when there were only one set of footprints in the sand. And every time that we're, down on our luck and things are, why is it that you see on television people who get busted and, with drugs in their cars or all these cop shows that I watch? And what happens every single time when trauma or a super crisis comes along, when the people only have a split second to react to the events that are taking place in their life, what's the first thing they say?
God,
God, please help me. God, help. God, God, God. And so isn't that amazing? Because even, in this...
This is coming from people that don't even believe in God, too. They'll say, God, help me.
Amen, brother.
So,
imagine, and their instant reaction to that, that's another sign that there is a God. And it's awesome to know him more better. And we're his children. He wants us to have fun with each other and share his word and share his love. And, I grew up in a stuffy old church environment that was falling asleep at the wheel. You got to say it. I mean, I want to be a part of a church that's really alive and well and, moving and grooving and just thrilled to be a part of God. This is, we talk about couch potato Christians here at this program.
Mark, a friend of mine told me, because I was looking for a church also, and I couldn't seem to find the right church. He says, instead of looking for something inside the church, why don't you bring something to it?
Ooh.
Which is, I thought about that, and I go, okay, well, that's a good point. I mean, now, if the church is missing something, then maybe you were put in that church to maybe start something.
Amen, brother.
So, I'm with Calvary Chapel, Montebello.
Wow.
That's where we just went today, and it was everything that we talked about today, he preached on and touched base on as far as like the living word, and you know, God's word never comes back void.
Amen, brother.
It's a beautiful thing, Mark.
Patrick, I can't tell you how thrilled I am that you called tonight, sir. We do have a call on line two with Colette, but brother, we love you with the love of the Lord. God bless
love you
and
too,
yours,
man.
And let his light shine through you, brother.
Amen.
Amen, bro. See you, buddy. And we have Colette on line two.
Good evening, Mark. Can you hear me?
I can, Colette. How are you this evening?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you. Sorry for the delay there, but Patrick, we were just having all kinds of fun here sharing God's truth. So, Colette, I was just, I have a question for you. Do you have, here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we're here to share God's truth and his word according to the Bible and how God has moved powerfully in our lives. For those who are listening that either know God and aren't super fired up for him, and don't know that the Bible is the truth according to God, and that's where we should refer, not by man's opinion, but by God's opinion, God's promises and decrees and word through the Bible. It's the perfect truth. And so is there something that you'd like to share with the listeners on how God's moved in your life, or something that's on your heart from something you've heard?
Well, Mark, there's just so much. I mean, God has just filled my heart so full of so many wonderful things, and I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. And I was real excited to hear you quoting out of Jeremiah tonight, because that was one thing that I was looking at earlier today, and the one verse that jumped out at me was Jeremiah 29:13, and you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And it was just like, okay, well, that's God's trying to tell me something there. But I just wanted to share with anybody else that might be out there and having a struggle in their life or whatever the case may be, that you know, there is so much hope in Christ.
Amen.
And we so many times in our life we go through our lives and we live our lives for ourselves, and Even when we know better, you know, I was raised in the church at a very young age, and I won't say what church it was, but it was a big Pentecostal church, and so I was brought up in the faith, but I didn't really have a real personal relationship with Christ until I was, probably in my late teens. Then I was real strong, and then I fell away again. But so many things were happening in my life that I feel caused me to fall away. But it all boils down to, you know, our responsibility to live our lives for God.
Amen.
And I was not strong enough in the faith to do that, and I chose to live for myself.
According to your own will and your own desires.
Exactly. And so I had to pay a lot of consequences because of it. And, and it's kind of like what Patrick said when he was talking to you earlier. I didn't so much choose God at that point, but I know that God chose me. And he has kept me in his hands, in the palm of his hands and close to his heart ever since. And ever since I was old enough to actually give my heart to him. And I know that he's kept me, although I haven't always chose to live for him. He's always been faithful to me.
Wow.
And he's always brought me back out of my deepest despair and all the situations that I've gotten myself into. He's always been there for me. And my point was is that we don't always realize in our life, or we don't really care if we're living our lives in a way that's not pleasing to God or that is pleasing to God. You know, we just go about our own way, and we're very selfish in that way.
Amen.
But for some reason, I know that God chose me, and he kept his influence in my life, and that's to the point to where I came full circle, and I came back to him. And when I did, it was with all of my heart.
Amen.
And all of my soul. And that's all I want to do, is just live my life for him and in a way that is pleasing to him.
Well, and the Bible clearly says that, you know, God reads the attitude of our hearts. And I truly believe that when it comes to God's children, he knows your heart, and he allows us to do things that are going to call our attention to the fact that he is our almighty God. He is the creator of this universe. He cannot and will not be mocked. And it is a beautiful thing that he allows us. Bible says, ask and it will be given to you. This is in Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. But isn't it funny how God waits, just like Patrick said, is God knows the attitude of our hearts. The Bible also says in Matthew 7:13, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So God lets us walk on the wide, destructive road in order to find out in the attitude of our heart, and he knows his children. You know, it comes to a choice then, and once ask and you will receive. God is knocking, Jesus is knocking on our door. But he will, just like Patrick said, he's not a bully. He's not going to burst open the door. He wants us to turn to him, and he will super bless our lives. And even when we are walking very diligently with the Lord, and we're deep in Scripture, those of us who know God that well, and fall away or backslide, and he's patient. What, imagine it, patience and forgiveness of God is awesome, is it not, Colette?
Oh, it is awesome. And I was just I really appreciated your little song a few minutes ago that you played, Thanks to Calvary, We Don't Live Here Anymore.
Amen, sister.
You know, I can really relate to that, too. And thanks to Calvary, we don't have to bear the shame and the guilt and the, you know, the headaches and the heartaches of our sins and our past. Because he's there and he's taken that burden from us. And he loves us so much that he's willing to do. I mean, he's willing to come down to this earth and die for us.
Amen.
You know, and that gives us so much hope. And I just want to share for anybody out there that that is having issues or whatever, that there is hope, and that to keep seeking God, because
Amen.
If you keep seeking God with all your heart, you will find him, and he will be there for you. And if you start living your life in a way that is pleasing to God, he will bless your life.
Amen.
You cannot live your life in a way that you know is not pleasing to God and expect him to bless you. But he doesn't want any of us to be lost. So if you just make an effort and you take that first step toward God and you show him that you're genuinely seeking him, he will be there for you.
Wow. And so true. And what a blessing when we do that is to take that first step, Clint, just like you said. It's really when we live according to our own will, God cannot and will not bless that, and he will let us retest. I mean, thank God he lets us retest.
Oh, absolutely.
It's his mercy and grace that saves us from our own selves, really, and our own demise, because without God, we're going to drive our car or bus straight into every dead end and brick wall there is in ahead of us. But
right.
God gives us, when we let him take the steering wheel, in other words, of our lives, and just get in the passenger seat and do change your life in such a way that you're repenting from your sins, Colette. Is that
right.
What
yes,
we're trying
exactly.
to...
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. It's all about repentance. It's all about acknowledging that we are in sin and that we can't take it anymore and we don't want to take it anymore.
Amen.
We want to give it up to God, and then you turn your life around and give it to him, and he can make something beautiful out of it. And the one verse that comes to my mind that I wanted to share with you is James 4:17, that says, to him therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So for everybody out there that knows deep down in their heart that they're doing something wrong, and they know that it's sin, and they know they ought to quit it.
Amen.
You know, if you know to do good and you don't do it, it is a sin, and God is not going to bless your life. So it's just as simple as that. It's simple as making the right choices, you know, and you can have a life of liberty, of freedom, of beauty, and of redemption, and just such a blessed life if you just give it over to God.
And wholeness in God. And there's nothing more, there's always something missing in our lives when we don't have God there, because there's a void that can't be filled by anything other than Him. And I always said when I was walking in the darkness, is that I felt like I was a half a click away from perfection. And when I say that, I mean that it just takes a slight turn of our behavior in repentance, for which those of you which don't know what repentance is, it's to go about face from your sin, to turn away from certain behavior that we know is anything that's immoral is not going to be God-blessed. And we, upon turning from that immoral behavior or wrong behavior or ill behavior, whatever term you want to put to it, but when we consciously make an effort to stop going in that same direction. I used to use drugs, and it was my painkiller. And I finally, once upon a time, I pulled a cross out that my mother had got me on a journey out to California to try to help me save my own life. My family was so worried, son's doing drugs, etc. But to me, it was a painkiller. I pulled my cross out, and I said, I was actually hunting and searching for drugs. And I got so tired of that behavior, I didn't know what else to do. So I pull a cross out from my shirt, and I grab it in my hand, and I clutch it, and I say, okay, God, here's the deal. And here I am making deals with God, right? So I go, I'm going to go home and sit home in pain for 30 years if it takes that. But I can't go back to the same place that I've been going. It's a dead end. It's just, it's empty. It's fruitless. It's painful. I feel like, you know, the dirtiest. It's like the lure of drugs. In when the Satan tricks us, or any other type of sin, is that it will cure the pain that's in us. And until he lures us away from all things good and lures us to our an alone state, and then he laughs in your face and leaves you alone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, in my repentance, I literally turned the truck around that I was in looking for drugs, turned the truck around, I was heading home, and was figuring I had 30 years to wait in pain, and I drove right into a clump of people in the street that were all hanging out in front of a movie theater, and it said a certain church's name, and the event was a singles event, and God was to be revered there that evening, and it just so happened that I walked in the building. I mean, I said to myself, can that really be God's message? I mean, I was going to sit home alone for forever, and within minutes of my repentance, I wander into a church. God was so alive and well in there. There was such a miracle in motion. I instantly was healed of the desire and need for drugs. Instantly.
God, praise God.
And turned, I mean, it was just, I got filled with the truth. I got filled with love. These people were not people I generically would be hanging out with in a certain, you know, atmosphere of in my personal relations. They were not the type of people that I would seek out or hang with, and they were the greatest people I ever met in my life, because they all loved God and they were all in the same boat. We all came from some kind of a painful event or some type of wandering away from the trail of what we were supposed to do in life, and yet here we are, you know, all gathered together in God's name, because we all turned from our sin, we all repented. And God, we knew that God was knocking. We answered, we opened the door.
That's right.
For God.
That's
and
great.
Man, how amazing is it when you open the door and who's there? Jesus and God.
I know.
And the love that he just gave a big old hug. He's like, welcome home, my daughter, Colette. Mm-hmm. I mean, how awesome is that?
Yeah. And, well, just remember, Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. And no one comes to the Father but by me.
Amen.
And if you want to change your life and have a blessed life and give it up to God, then, you know, just ask Jesus, and he'll make it happen.
Absolutely, Colette. And, you know, it's just so awesome. I mean, you know, here we are tonight with two phone calls in the whole hour that we've here been on air. And how blessed is this hour for Patrick and Colette, two awesome people that obviously are just sold out for God and have been through. This is all about real life experiences. We're not trying to promote a stamped out version of the Bible's a program that would be religious or legalistic or ritualistic. We're here to be sharing God's love together as a family. And when we say keeping it real, listen, people use drugs. People use alcohol. They use tobacco. They use any type of worldly thing to cure the pain of sin until they learn about the Lord and learn to know. But you know, it's so awesome that when God tells us in the Bible that, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Those who follow the commands of the Lord, follow his decrees, love the word of God, and follow the actual follow the word. And so here I have a new brother, new sister tonight in God. Again, today I'm feeling super blessed that you know, every day we have a renewal of our relationships with the people, the godly people, and how awesome it is to share his love with you and Patrick and anyone else who's listening. That's what we're here for. Share God's true love. This is a lost and crazy world. We want to stay together. We want to gather together. We want people to be on fire for the truth and to learn the word, because it's so awesome to get away from that darkness. That's why we're all here. Is that not right, Colette?
Absolutely, absolutely. Amen. And I thank you, Mark, for being out there and being a light in a dark world, and a medium where we can call in and voice our opinions about things and talk to each other as Christians and edify each other and hopefully bring some light to the world.
Well, I do believe that you have done that this evening, and Patrick as well. And I just work here, Colette. I feel like I'm a sinner saved by grace. God moved in my heart to put this program together. We don't take people's money. We don't have sponsors. We're just here gathered together to share God's truth and his love for any one person who's out there that might have heard something tonight that would have moved their heart in such a way to make them something intriguing, or something that makes them just change to a point of interest to look into this further. Find a Bible-based church. Turn to, you know, the churches in your community, or the people you know who read the Bible. That the Bible, even if you don't know anyone, we'll send you a copy of the Bible Promise book. Go to 11thHourMinistries.net and we'll get one in your hands. That's how important this is. We don't care how much it costs or where it's going. We'll get to one for you. But it's just such an awesome thing to be able to share his truth and his love. I do thank you, Colette, for calling tonight. God bless you. You and yours and your walk with the Lord. I know it sounds in your heart that you have peace with God. You're walking hand in hand with him, and that's just awesome.
Thank you, Mark.
We love you with the love of the Lord.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Amen. Okay, so a few minutes left here tonight. We have, you know, we basically call the Bible, these are just silly terms that I've put together, but a me maintenance manual, God's care kit, a couple's care kit, relationship repair manual, an us user's guide, a communication kit, a troubleshooting manual, a first aid kit, and that's the one I like the best because it's all about first aid, basic survival kit. So in the meantime, those who are listening tonight, what an awesome hour we've spent together. How can I be saved? The steps, there are steps that need to be taken. That is to believe, repent, ask Jesus to come into your life and be the Lord of your life, to confess him as your Savior, to be baptized, and to follow Christ. And so, with all that said, folks, it was an exciting night here at 11th Hour Ministries. We do love you with the love of the Lord. We pray that God will super bless your lives this week coming up, and that the Word of God, do try to find your way into the Bible this week. Spend some time with God on your own and have some quiet time with him. He is your daddy. He loves you so much, and he wants to share his love with you through his word. Do be in his word for his blessings. We love you with the love of the Lord. Sunday next, 7 p.m., KCEO Radio, AM 1000, 11thHourMinistries.net. Thank you and amen.
AM 1000, KCEO, Vista San Diego. Independently owned and operated by
USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. U.S. officials say they're puzzled by the decision of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to